It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Take guys up until 2 here on the program. Although I am feeling a 1:30 interview shirt.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. If it's the interview that we just heard right now.
Yep.
That was good.
You enjoyed that?
Yeah. Speaking of that, though, how dare you at the end there? Two things I got a problem with at the end
there. Okay. What's the problem?
Number one, no way you just hit Bam with a, you're good. You're good. Because I know what that means, dude.
He's going out my office.
Okay, you do need more Bam. And also, you need more Bob stuff, too. I realize that you have a very pro-Miami sports background for your home studio. But you're like friends with a couple people who deserve a little bit of acknowledgement. One of them being Bob. And of course, as he mentioned in the interview there, one of them being Bam. You trying to get him with a little Funko Pop. You know,
that's what I have, though. And if he's like, oh, I get a what was he want, a mural? There used to be a UD photo up there. Yes. There used to be a UD painting up there, which was cool, but I wanted to do something with everything.
Yeah.
So shout out to my guy Parks and Rec, Alejandro, who does go check out his work. Yeah. Parks and Rec with a W. So go check that out on Instagram. Local Miami artist did a great job for me.
Does great work.
Even put up my Barry Bucks when, because he did that. I was like, I'm making a birthday present myself to put a new mural. But he had this UD canvas that I had.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if he's referring to my old one. He wants one for himself. Mm. Look, I could talk to him. And, you know, maybe we could get a Bam one together and make something like that happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's what he wants. I think Bam wants art. I think he wants art. But if he wants...
He's an artsman.
If he wants, you know, send me some merch then, dude.
Okay,
get the connection over to the Heat store.
Yeah.
And tell him to send Tobin and Leroy a Bam package. Let's go.
That's fair. And, you know, I'll excuse
that. I do, by the way, one that's out of the frame, though.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the dribble drive... I have a Bam autograph back from like his rookie year that's there.
Wow.
Just because I was like, oh, that was a cool, I like having that, not necessarily just because of the Bam autograph, but that was a cool event. I loved doing the dribble drive, which we, you know, did the whole thing where we dribbled all the way from Baptist Health to the arena.
Yep.
For cancer research. That was really, really a fun event that the station did. But anyway, I don't know. I feel like he's got red. It's not like Jimmy has more. It's not like on the current team. And Dwayne Wade. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's one of the problems I have with you, where you hit him with it. You're good.
In my brain, I finish the sentence, but you're no Dwayne.
But that's you know.
You watch yourself, dude.
What do you mean?
He's a future. He's a future of the franchise. If he ends up winning more rings than Dwayne, then you're basically saying he is, before the end of his career, going to have a Heat dynasty.
Yeah.
Then we can have a talk. But no, I mean, for right now, he's good. Wait.
He's our friend, though. We love him.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy, and I appreciate him being generous at this time, and I especially appreciate him being jealous, or I appreciate him being being into the silly sauce, even if he is jealous of the D-Wade representation. JFig says it made her uncomfortable. I don't understand how, JFig. You know, perhaps if we could get a pop on and you could elaborate on that,
we'll find
before 12:30. You know, if we could get something like that. But so you took
that was
you
one.
Two things?
That was one.
Two things?
And then the number two, you in this damn sphere, dude. This is definitely the coldest take you've ever had.
What do you mean?
It is the single most elaborate piece of technology arguably in the world right now, and you are kind of, you know, you're pigeonholing it as like, oh, it's a glorified TV screen.
It is.
It's not.
Somebody sent me a video of it yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were like, they showed me video from, I don't even know who the band was, but it was like behind them, it looked basically like they were in a town. And I'm, look, I ignore, it looks cool, but I don't know if it's like, are you there for the music or are you there to watch a movie? Like, look, if I got to watch like a cool nature movie there, I bet you I would love it.
That would be nice.
I don't know if it'd be much better than Museum of Discovery IMAX, though.
Okay, yeah, it is though. First of all, it's bigger.
That's what they say.
And I'm sure they have like different things. It's not just a screen. You know, when you go to those movies and the chair moves and like, you know, it sprays out water. I'm sure it has something like that too. It's a cool experience, man. Can't believe you. Even Bam was impressed. Bam was like, yeah, and he hasn't even been inside it.
I know. Well, I would have thought he would have. I would have thought.
Too.
I would have thought that you know, celebrity like him would have already gotten like the VIP tour, right?
Probably, but not a fan of you two.
Who is?
Who is?
Really? Who is at this point, right? Sure. Who is?
It's a beautiful day.
Menu says pooping on the sphere is crazy.
It's so crazy. It is literally the single most advanced piece.
I will probably make it a complete about face when I see an actual sporting event there, like the UFC. Maybe I will change my mind, dude. Speaking of yesterday, because I think tonight they're doing the draft, right?
Yes,
the
NHL
draft is tonight.
Draft. Yep.
So I watched. I tuned in yesterday at 7:00. I tuned into the NHL awards.
Yes.
And I was texting with our boy David Dwork, who was boots on the ground covering it.
Yep.
And I don't know who this comedian. Do you know comedy scene? I don't know this person.
What's his name?
Who hosted? Let me see if I can get his name, because he was the NHL awards. Let me just tell you something.
Yes.
These hockey players, contrary to what we have seen, if they haven't won the Stanley Cup, no fun. Oh, they do not like comedy.
Yeah.
Now he was awful.
My God.
He was awful.
Matt Friend, is that the guy?
That sounds right.
I'm looking at it now. I just Googled NHL host and Matt Friend. Let me tell you something. He ain't going to make it.
Oh, really?
I've never heard of this guy.
I've never heard of him either.
He's a stand-up comedian.
Dane South says he's a good impressionist. And he tried to do my Russian bit.
Oh, yes.
In front of Kucherov.
Okay.
And Kucherov was not having it.
Yeah, I don't think
Kucherov and Mrs. Kucherov. I assume she's Mrs. Kucherov. She just may be his latest squeeze. I don't know.
Okay.
But he tried to do Russian accent in front of him.
Yeah.
And Kucherov, no fine funny.
That's got to be awkward. That is definitely got to be. You're in a room full of tough people.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard to crack.
He tried to do like an ID bit with Connor Bedard, the 18-year-old.
Yeah.
On the Blackhawks.
He's like, let me check your ID.
He didn't find that funny. He's like, and so Jay Farrow comes out. They dressed Jay Farrow as Vezina.
Okay.
He was Vezina.
Yeah.
For the Vezina trophy, and he even called out. He goes, "You hockey players, serious." It was funny.
So maybe that was funny. Audience. Maybe it's just audience of like, you know, they just not, you know, they're not. If I had to think of what sport is least likely to be about the ha-has, I'd say hockey.
Can I reveal what you're saying, JFig?
Mm?
Or no?
Mm?
She don't work there anymore, right? What's the difference?
Where?
At the Improv.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
She says, worked with him at the Improv and OMG. Stick to being an impressionist, not comedy.
Oh, great.
So he was definitely, listen, he tried to do the Russian bit with Kucherov, and his Russian was not very good, but I think he was very nervous that Kucherov was going to punch him right in the face.
That's fair. That is, it's definitely rough to be in front of an audience that's not there for the jokes. For example, I went to Detroit with Crowder, and I'll say Detroit, tough crowd. tough crowd. Tough group of people there. So I can imagine a room full of hockey players that did not win the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me my trophy and let me go.
Stunt Steve says, how annoying was the NHL wasting Bob's time to go to Vegas when he should have been at 11? Yeah, I found this out yesterday. They make him go. What? I was really pissed. I was like, oh, they're not making him go unless he won, right?
Yeah.
And so I was talking with Dork last night, and he goes, now, we knew he wasn't going to... They went to Helicopter, whoever the hell it is, on Winnipeg.
Helicopter.
And, you know, he had this one save in his highlight package, not better than the Bobbery, and which is annoying because it's a regular season award, so they won't show in the highlight package. They didn't show any Stanley Cup. It was very annoying. But anyway, Bob... Not only didn't win, he finished third, but they apparently make them fly out. They have to go. They have to go. So unless Bob wanted to get a fine, I imagine Bob and Mrs. Bob want their money. They don't want to lose it, you know, so they ended up going. But, you know, he'll be back for the parade.
Yeah.
Looks handsome, though. You know, shaved head. Looks good.
What does he have to do, though? Like, at this point, I feel like, you know, he's towards the twilight of his career. He had one of the best seasons he's ever had. At this point, I mean, if he's able to replicate that next year, then that's, you know, I'm probably looking at another Stanley Cup. But, like, what the hell does this guy have to do to win the... I get it. Maybe it's voter fatigue. You know, sometimes
maybe
do that.
Maybe they're like, oh, he's not an all-timer. He doesn't get to be in the three. Because once you win three, you're kind of in that. You're in that club. But he's going to all of it? He should have won. Like, it's just, they've robbed this man.
That's true.
And I don't really understand it. I'm genuinely pissed off about it. Because I've been hearing the narrative throughout this and the recap of this saying, well, he was never the better goalie in any of these matchups. And he's not thought of as better as any of these guys like Swayman. He's not better thought of Shesterkin. And even like Skinner got more love. And Skinner got pulled in the middle of the playoffs. And I just think that you people are being idiots. Like, this is this guy shut out. Mm-hmm. 2-1 goal performances. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. I because it's not like he's not credentialed. The guy had come into his career, come to Florida as one of the most credentialed goalies in the world. And now you're sitting here and you're kind of like debunking. Oh, no. Like there's no such thing as a system goalie. He's not he's not Trent Dilfer. You can't do that with hockey. And so, like, I'm finding it very strange, you know, as people are bashing us with, you know, sticks because we're new on the hockey block. But just explain to me how you guys are more impressed with, you know, McDavid having back-to-back 4-point games. First of all, Fugazi, he basically got gifted it by an even better play by Tkachuk, hustling over to save an empty netter.
Yeah, I was
he also did an 8-1 game. It's a fake game.
For sure.
You know, Bob didn't even have to
inflated
play
inflated stats.
Inflated stats. It's a fake game, okay? But yet, they'll look at that more impressive than what his three wins were, which is stupid to me. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. It's really, really dumb.
Box score watchers. That's what it seems like. If you actually watch the game and the impact that he has, and in times where the Panthers defense kind of, you know, left him out to dry.
Yeah. But here's the thing. All these penalties and all that power play stuff, like the only time like he would get burned are on these incredible breakaways where like the advantage is on the offense. Yep. They should score.
Absolutely.
That's why it's so scary.
Yeah.
And those were like, what, the last 6 goals that they scored in that series? So I just think it's weird. I just think it's weird. You wasted his time. Vesna, Schmesna, who cares? But the Conn Smythe really bothered me. That really, really bothered me that he didn't get the Conn Smythe. It's stupid. I don't know if it's the hockey writers, because I only know who we have down here and I think they're excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the rest of the hockey writers are much like baseball writers and that they just wanted to build a storyline or something like that.
Gotcha.
But for him to even finish third, like behind Barkov, like Barkov was great. We wouldn't have won without Barkov, but we're not winning without Bob either.
Yeah.
And I just think this is crazy.
And they know, you know, the first person who Barkov hands the trophy to, and I mean, everyone who knows things within the organization understands the value of Bob. It's just kind of hard that we're not able to convey that. Is it again voter fatigue, or is he falling into the loop of like South Florida hate?
I don't know. Cause it's like you know, and Shesterkin was great. I get the frustration of facing him. He was great. The story of Skinner is cool and he had some good games, but like, man, it just felt like Bob got overlooked this entire way up until the very end. Like, people were waiting to pounce on him, and it's crazy to me. This man this man was great. He has been great for the Panthers for the last two Stanley Cup runs.
Yeah.
And now hoist the trophy. And you guys are like, meh. But remember that McDavid game that was 8-1?
Crazy. Man.
Kiss my ass.
Garbage time.
Kiss my ass on that. You guys don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm getting a Bob helmet. You're right. We're putting him on the we're putting him in the display.
Gotta put him in the display, dude. That's your boy. That is your boy. There's three boys you got. Gogi, Bam, and Bob. Those are your boys.
Yeah. But Bob made, yeah, so they did a thing where, like, they brought Bob out with, what's this guy's name? Matt Friend? Is that what his name?
Yeah, that is his name.
They brought him out, and, like, he made Bob eat some he kind of bid the Luongo. Like, he's like, hey, you want to eat this out of the cup? But it was a fake cup. It was a replica cup, I assume. I don't think that was the real cup.
No, no. I mean,
But I'm also very skeptical of this cup thing now because I'm like, how is this cup all over the place?
This cup is everywhere.
This cup is how many? What do they have? Really, three cups? Like, what are we doing? We have a stunt cup. I'm very confused. But this was, yeah, they bring him out there for a second, but it was a waste of his time. It was a waste of his time.
For a little jokey joke,
he should have been partying.
He should have been.
He should have been partying
or doing whatever the hell he wants, man. Nah, I mean, I'm sure a trip to Vegas isn't bad. You know, it definitely, at least it's not like North Dakota or something like that. But he should have been with his team. Should have been at Canes.
Well, I think he's there now. I think he's on his way home. I'm sure he's on his way home. I don't think they're going to make him sit there and pick and hang at the draft. I'm sure he's going to get to go home a little bit and finally enjoy some time. But yeah, haircut, buzz cut basically now. Shaved.
Different.
He is... You know, it was funny. I saw a story the other day. I think it was Local 10. Maybe it was SVN. I think it was Local 10 because I feel like Will Manso tweeted it out. But like he's got a stylist in Fort Lauderdale who knows about the annual bob cut. He's been doing it for 5 years now.
Yes.
And I just kept thinking to myself, like, yeah, you have $70 million, Bob, but like your cut is a buzz cut. Why can't you just do that yourself?
Yeah, it is strange. It's like, you know, a military cut, essentially. But, I mean, it's Bob, man. You can't question him. He wore a suit to a UFC event.
I know.
He does crazy things.
It's Russian, dude. You know, that's just how he's a man of class and intelligence, and he also just happens to be the best goalkeeper in the world. You know?
Robbed, dude.
Just robbed my boy between the pipes for some dude named Helicopter, and I don't even understand it.
And I don't even, like, that's how you tell it's a regular season award. Then why wait this long to announce it?
I don't know.
So crazy.
It flew, I will say that. Like, that's a good thing with the awards, is, like, nice. They just was like, boom, boom, boom. Best defenseman, Vezina, and the Hart Trophy, the MVP. Who surprised me. And by the way, did I see McDavid there? I don't even remember if I saw McDavid in the crowd.
Oh, you know who's one to not show up for an award?
Yeah,
McDavid.
Where's he at?
Probably somewhere crying. Let's see, Connor McDavid, NHL.
McDavid show up? He probably had to.
Among finalists. No, I don't know. I don't see any pictures of him.
I'll look right now. I got the photo app that.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I don't see him either.
I don't see him either. Man. Look at that, dude.
So this crybaby doesn't even show up for an award.
Get out of here.
Bullcrap, dude.
Yeah, and
ridiculous.
Yet continue to give this guy awards. Nathan
guy is
McKinnon,
the sphere of hockey.
You haven't even
all flash and no substance, dude.
All right. Well, okay. Nothing on the inside. Okay.
Yeah, I see Mrs. I see Bob is there.
Yeah.
Bob absolutely. And Mrs. Bob. Adorbs. Two scoops of adorable, those two. Oh. Sergey and Olga Bobrovsky.
I don't know who this Nathan McKinnon is, but he beat out Kucherov and McDavid. That's impressive.
So McDavid doesn't even have the cajones to show up to the award ceremony.
Look at that.
But Bob went. You want to know why? Because he's a professional.
Absolutely.
He's a professional. You welcome somebody into the Vezina Club. Ridiculous.
Connor Bedard, I'm assuming, won Rookie of the Year. Saw him in person.
I don't remember. Assume so. I didn't see the. I saw defenseman and yeah. I saw Hart and I saw Vezina.
My goodness.
And then I saw this Matt Friend just screw the pooch on his pits.
Jeez. Who would be the ideal host then for the NHL award show?
I don't know, because it doesn't seem like they're into fun. I feel like you should probably you know what they should do? Like, they should have probably like one of the, you know, like spitting chicklets hosts. Like, have a hockey guy do it, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, that's what you should probably do. You know, like when the ESPYs have Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
You know?
See? No, that makes sense.
Like, that's what you should do. You should have some funny hockey guy be the host.
Yeah.
And or maybe have Moeller do it.
I was going to say Paul Maurice.
Or Paul Maurice.
Very entertaining.
Or Paul Maurice.
Maybe Drake should have done it. He's Canadian.
Connor McDavid.
Get out of here. Disrespectful to the game.
All right. We'll take a break. More shenanigans on the other side.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got the Panthers parade coming on up. Sunday, 10 o'clock, we got coverage for you here on 560 WQAM. Caviva.
Yeah. I'll be in the streets, so find me, all right?
Yeah, act a fool if you see Marcos,
yes,
man.
We want to curse, though. Don't curse.
Don't curse.
Yeah, you know, but
we only have so many dump buttons that we could go to. But if you want to see your silly sauce friend, like, let's get to it, buddy.
Come on, baby.
It's just fun. What are you going to try and look at? Are you going to look for, you know, the next Hawk Tua girl, or are you going to try and try and keep it to, all right, that guy looks like they won't curse.
Ooh, that's going to be rough. It's going to be rough determining who won't curse, but I will be looking for shenanigans. That's one thing I'm going to be looking for. I will also be looking for fake Panthers fans. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be like, who's your favorite player? And then, or I'm going to ask them, do you think Chris Chambers has the ability to have a breakout season next year, and see what their response is? Because I'm trying to weed out the fakes, dude.
The fakes, yeah.
The ones who had cat fever for the past couple years. And, you know, I'm not a hockey diehard, but if I'm going to go to the parade, it's going to be because I supported this team like I know a majority of South Florida has. So I'll be on the lookout for shenanigans. I'll be on the lookout for fakers. And I'll be on the lookout for some diehards as well.
I'm excited about it. I think it's been an awesome celebration so far in the community to see how everybody's been acting. It's cool to see, you know, the guys out there and the fans getting a chance to bask in all of this. I'm excited about next year, because I'm excited to see what what this turns into. You know, because they've been, building a fan base over the last few years. I know the diehards are the diehards, but I'm talking about, you know, when you do win, it does bring a lot of people along for the ride, and especially, I think, kids too.
Yeah.
Like, these impactful moments in your life that you just never forget. And then it does mean something to be able to keep it going. And that, I think, one thing where the Panthers are going to have a leg up, where the Marlins really effed up, is that they feel like, even if it doesn't mean another Stanley Cup next year, because it's very hard to do this. We've already seen this. This is hard. And getting to a third straight final. I think that the Panthers are going to, you're going to be able to watch Barkov for a while. You're going to be able to watch Tkachuk for a while. Bob has got a couple more years left, but it's still like, that guy's going to mean something. And then, you know, they'll probably be, you know, after he's done a passing of the torch. And I think one of the things that broke my heart as a kid was, because the 97 championship, I remember being 10 years old and just, this was the coolest, you know, and seeing Charles Johnson and Gary Sheffield and Moises Alou, boom, 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 gone, like, immediately was a killer. And you know, thankfully you're still at an age where it's like you kind of don't care as much, but, you know, it still took a while for me to put my... You're talking basically... Really 3 years, 4 years before you were able to get into Mike Lowell and Alex Gonzalez and Derek Lee, because it really wasn't up until, I would say, the 2002 season again that you were like, all right, there's something's here. I like a lot of the guys here. I like seeing the development of Josh Beckett. And that was a shame because... And you knew it was coming because, you know, when Azenga made note of it, like this was going to be on the way and there was going to be ownership change and things like that. But I've always wondered with the Marlins if they would have ever gotten that, if they would have ever really gotten to go on a consistent run and really kept people around, what could have been. Knowing that, I mean, we see down here when the baseball, the Caribbean series is going on or the World Baseball Classic that people do love the sport down here. It's inevitable,
yeah.
Especially with all the communities down here. But the Panthers, I don't think the Panthers are going to drop, I guess, the puck on this one, not the ball. But they're not gonna blow this, I don't think, because you're going to get – look at the craze for Matthew Tkachuk, and he's not going anywhere. You know, this guy is going to be here for the foreseeable future. He's going to mean something to people. Now, Alexander Barkov has been here for a while, but now he's a champion. You know, now people know, oh, no. All that stuff we were talking about, oh, you don't get the game. Now you're going to get it. You're going to educate fans more. You know, Ekblad the same way. If Rhino sticks around. I mean, Sam Reinhart, I saw, you know, he's going to be looked upon as a hero down here. Because he scored the game-winning mother-bleeping goal in a Game 7. That's forever. And so if you're going to stick around for another four seasons, if that ends up happening, you're gold. Like, how is that not going to be looked upon? So that's what I'm excited for with the Panthers, is not just the fact that they've won, but now that they've won and they've had this iconic series that's going to live forever... What is that going to what is that going to mean for the future of the sport? I think it's going to be absolutely tremendous. So we'll take a break. We'll tickle Frog Boys fancy coming up next.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane from LA to Tokyo.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Frog Boys fancy. Leroy's out today. Enjoying a long weekend as we head off into it.
Is he golfing?
I believe he is golfing.
Nice.
I think he's golfing with Lusaka Polite today.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's oddly specific, but okay.
He's like, hey, you know who I saw? Lusaka Polite.
Okay.
I was like, Sperano's favorite.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't recognize him outside of his uniform.
I would have thought that Leroy would have beef with Lusaka Polite because he's like, hey, everybody thinks like that's what my career was your career, where it was just I was going out there and I was just getting 3 yards every time I needed to get a first down. Yeah. And meanwhile, I was more than you, Lusaka. Remember Lusaka Blight going to my my wife's school for like a Dolphins take over the classroom day?
Oh.
And so he had told the guy, I think it was right after he retired, though. Like, they had TD, everybody out there, the whole
gotcha,
thing.
Gotcha.
And she goes, do you recognize this guy? I'm like, that's Lusaka Blight.
Oh.
She had no idea who he was. Yeah. Who's that? I'm like, you need a fourth down?
Oh, yeah.
Lusaka Polite,
dude. That's your boy.
That's who gets it done.
Yeah.
Lusaka Polite owns the trenches. That's what he does, dude. That is what he does.
One of the best names in Dolphins history as well.
Oh, yeah.
Lusaka
Polite. All right, let's get to this. So, Frog Boy, the NHL draft.
Oh!
Take your fancy. We're hockey heads now.
We are hockey heads, but I'm going to tell you why.
Fancy not tickled.
Because we're the best, baby. Because we're the best.
Waste of a time.
Who cares if we are?
Waste of a time.
Anyone who we draft.
A little sweetener.
You know.
Also, I'm not sure how quick the turnaround is in NHL with these prospects.
Yeah.
So
we also don't have a first round pick, it looks like.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Fancy not tickled.
Was this the Claude Giroux trade that we lost?
Oh, probably.
One of the rare ones that didn't work out.
That's okay.
Sorry, Giroux.
Rough. Yeah.
So the Panthers' first pick is... Oof.
Oh, no.
You traded that one, too.
Oh, no.
Listen, it costs to get a championship. It costs to get a championship. Let's see. We could just...
We went all in on that one.
See what we got. Panthers, though, you know, it was worth it. Sometimes you got to mortgage some of the future.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Like you said, this isn't a one and done. We have a solid foundation for years coming, even if we don't have a pick in this draft, which based off how hard you're researching, we may not have a pick in this draft.
We're just there, baby.
We're just there, which is, you know, whatever. I'm okay. I'm too busy focusing on the parade.
The first pick I can find for them is the third round. Last pick of the third round.
All right.
That's where you find the gems. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows that.
It's the best part of the draft.
Crazy. What else we got? What else? Okay, so not, but tickled, fancy not tickled for this.
Fancy
huh?
not tickled, 100%.
I mean, right, fair enough.
We have the 90th pick. That's the only thing we have.
What about tonight?
Yeah,
6:20. Marlins Phils.
Oh,
tickle your fancy.
Marlins Phils. It depends. Is it Marlins at Phils or Phils at Marlins?
Marlins at Phils.
That's fancy.
Fancy not tickled.
Understood.
No chance of a whopper, dude.
Nah, no chance of a whopper. No chance of a whopper. I think Harper got hurt last night.
Oh, that's not good.
I think he pulled his hammy against the fish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pulled hammy, huh?
Harper hurt on final play. And Kyle Schwarber got hurt.
Ooh, final play.
Tough. Marlins bludgeoned you.
Oh, yeah. They
couldn't physically get through it. Yeah, the fish last night, they win 7-4.
That's right.
And
we move up to last place.
We do. It's been a tough go of it. Like they were advertising the other day. They were like, hey, Marlins White Sox. I was like, oof.
They do have a great promotion, though. Four tickets, four hot dogs, two popcorns, and four sodas, $45.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that, dude.
Can't beat that.
The promotions department over there at Marlins Park, amazing.
I'm not going to lie. My son's already like, he's like, hey, you know, he's like, what season's going on right now? Because he's got a little sports fever right now after the Cats win. He goes, what's going on? I said, just baseball. And he goes, I want to go.
Oh.
I said, all right. He likes the hot dogs. He loves a ballpark snack.
You know what? I think
Tobin's might be handing out there soon.
I like that. Tadpole's about... a little bit over one now. I think he's safe to sit down for a little bit.
And I wouldn't subject him to Marlins Red Sox because Boston fans.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
for sure. Oof. Absolutely.
But Marlins White Sox be like, son,
yeah,
let's go see some history right now.
Nice.
See a team with 22 wins versus 29 July.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Not the worst in the league, though, anymore, though. That's the Rockies.
Oh, yes, we did it.
Nice. But anyway, first place Phils and fish tonight. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy not tickled.
Right. What about tomorrow night, Frog
Ooh,
Boy?
Okay.
UFC 303.
Ooh.
Alex Pereira against Jiří Prochazka.
Yeah.
For the light heavyweight championship of the world. One of the storied belts of UFC. Chuck Liddell, Sugar Rashad Evans, Rampage Jackson, Tito Ortiz.
Damn.
This All is famous. And then, of course, John Bones Jones. Yeah. Light heavyweight, one of the most storied belts of all time on the line this week. Jiří Prochazka trying in a rematch against Alex Pereira. Tickle thy fancy.
That indeed tickles
my fancy is tickled.
Dude. Other than that.
Yeah, chili peppers. Let's say a little chili peppers. Yeah,
check that out.
Chili peppers.
Not that that's gone well for us as of recent. But you know what? We'll give it a shot again. Not only am I excited to see what is slated, I'm excited simply because this was initially supposed to be Conor McGregor's return.
Conor McGregor!
And so much has happened with this card since then. I feel like it hasn't gotten the love or respect that it deserves.
Therefore, I feel this will shock everyone, and this will be one of the best cards we've seen in quite some time.
Dude.
Yeah. And I'm just basing that all off vibes. You know, science.
I am very excited for this card. I cannot wait. I am excited about it. And it's one of these things where not only am I... Sorry, I'm getting a text. Not only am I excited about this card because Jiří Procházka, Alex Bannett, impossible, it's a boring fight.
Yeah.
The co-main of Brian Ortega...
Yeah.
...against Diego Lopez is a killer fight. Hmm. Then you got MVP Ian Gary. I see no reason that's not going to be a great
fight. Michael Venom Page versus Ian Gary?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a fight.
That's a fight, right?
Marquee, dude. Damn, that's great. I mean, MVP, we talked about him. What, his debut in UFC was 300? Or was it 299?
299. It was down 299 here.
299 down,
it
was down here in Miami. We were talking about how, you know, how his style is something that's, you know, going to be interesting to watch in the UFC. Ian Gary has just been knocking fools out. So I'm interested to see how these two go back to back. Man, I didn't even know that was on the card.
Yeah, you got that. And then also got our boy Anthony Lionheart Smith,
who
will be on Tapped Out tomorrow, by the way, everybody. Tapped Out tomorrow, 7 to 9 on the BetQL Network. Listen, I got connects, baby.
Ortega,
I got connects.
Lionheart.
What do we think? Okay, so we got Pajeda. He's a favorite.
Yeah, he should.
Winner. Let's see. What do we got for method odds?
Was his last fight the one where he waved off the ref after?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty. That was nasty.
Let's see. So, all right. The two method odds, Pajeda and Procházka.
Uh-huh.
Procházka is 2-1 for knockout.
Oof.
Pajeda is +105. So they think knockout's coming.
Okay.
Is there any shot this makes the cards? Any shot this goes to the distance. I don't even remember. When's the last time that Pajeda went the distance?
Is it 5 rounds?
Yeah.
They're not lasting 5 rounds.
They're not lasting 5 rounds.
They're going to collapse in the ring. Like, they're not going 5.
Just too much weird stuff. When's the last time he went? Jan Blachowicz. So his light heavyweight debut. That was a 3-round fight, though.
Okay. Yeah. See? Different.
5-round fights.
That's where champions are made.
TKO, yeah, 1 round TKO, beat Procházka in 2, maybe an early stoppage. Got knocked out by Israel Adesanya down in Miami for the return. Ooh, that was in 287. Right. Knocked out Israel Adesanya before that in round 5, so that went pretty late. Nah, it's going to be a knockout.
It's going to be a knockout.
We got to go knockout. But who do we pick? Who do we pick? Do we pick Poatan or do we pick Procházka?
Gotta go with Poatan. Wait, doesn't he have a broken pinky toe? Does that matter?
Damn it, dude.
okay, Poatan.
No, I'm not doing that. Schmeithen, who goes,
oh,
Tobin is Ian Derry.
That's good.
He's fine.
That's good.
That's really good. Objectively, he deserves a point.
Point for Twitcher.
All right.
Just when you think you're safe.
Yeah, all right. So I'm gonna go Pajeda by knockout.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Pajeda, knockout.
Yeah. I like that.
Boom.
Like that.
Okay, that's in. Then we go, this one's hard, Diego Lopez, Brian Ortega.
Well, I was at a coin flip with that one until you told me the tortoise story.
Really?
Now,
Diego Lopez has been awesome, though. I don't know if I'm swayed by Brian Ortega. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Brian Ortega has become very spiritual lately. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of fighters are.
Yeah.
And he wasn't supposed to fight until the Sphere, which was in September.
Oh.
He said that he was sent divine signs to take this fight last minute. But he wants to go up to 155, which always makes me scared.
Yeah.
You know, I always get worried when guys talk about, oh, I want to jump weight classes.
You're talking about divine intervention here. I got to pick the guy.
Wow. All right.
Or he's going to lose and I will forever not forgive him. But I'm going to go with divine intervention on this one, dude.
KO or decision?
Hey, man.
This is a 3-round fight? I think this is a 3-round fight.
I think if the UFC gods are telling this man to take this fight, I'm going all the way. I'm either going all the way or I think he's a lunatic. So I'm going all the way and thinking he's not.
I got to be honest with you. After speaking with him yesterday for 15 minutes,
oh, damn it.
He might be a lunatic.
Okay.
He might be a lunatic.
All right.
He's one of the, it was one of the stranger interviews I've ever had. It really was. Because okay. He very much wasn't into it early on, but we grabbed him.
With
you know,
the turtle?
We grabbed him in with the turtle. You know?
Because
I got how he offended me.
Oh, yeah.
He had this video that came out because there's been a lot of weird stuff around this card.
Yes.
Right? Where Alex, where Anthony's, Yuri Prochazka has accused Alex Bejeda of using spirits to win fights. He's accusing him of using spirits to win these fights, evil spirits. And Bejeda, he is like, he's a, I don't want to call him a hippie, but he's like, he's a samurai. He goes off into the, he lives in the woods.
Huh.
You know? And then you have Ortega, who's like training with tape over his mouth. And I asked him, I said,
yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that? And he goes, he was offended that I asked. He's like, why is everybody so interested in this? And I said, him respectfully, Brian, because it's a little strange.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, you know, powerlifters have been doing it for a long time.
Have they?
Keeps you calm while you train. So I don't want to get too amped up. So.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was expecting, I don't want the spirits to exit out of my mouth.
I don't know. But Brian Ortega.
This is strange.
But he's really good. But Diego Lopez has been. I'm going Ortega.
Oh, are you? After all that? Ortega? You know what, though? Again, divine intervention, man. This whole card seems like it's going to be about the spirits.
Yeah. Okay. And then Ian Garry, Michael Venom Page.
Now, what do you think about that one? Has Ian Garry really had a test?
Not one that I haven't been as impressed with Ian Garry.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done some training down here in Deerfield.
Yeah.
I think he's been a little bit underwhelming his last couple of fights, you know. And so does he have this big performance against with MVP? I feel like this could be possibly a very boring fight. So then I talk about, like, all right, what about the reach? You know, Ian Garry, he's 6'3".
Yeah.
MVP coming into this fight, you know, he bounces all over the place. He's so weird the way that he fights guys, right?
We still didn't even get a chance to see, because him and Kevin Holland faced off in that 299, and it was kind of like they both were like kind of weird.
I just feel like this is set up for some reason. I feel like this is going to be a boring fight, and I feel like this is set up for MVP by decision.
Ooh.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Ian Garry by decisions plus 55, that's the number one method. MVP. Really? It's a 3-round fight. MVP, he's plus 250. KOs, they're each plus 450. I don't know. I think they're just too good of strikers to get caught with something that's really going to knock them out. Unless there's like an MVP flying knee that Ian Garry doesn't see.
I just think like MVP.
But Ian Garry doesn't have like that knock you dead power. He really, he's a good striker, but people are like making him up to be the next Conor McGregor. And I just don't see that, dude. I just don't. I think he's talented. Everybody says that he's talented.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I don't think he's going to have that McGregor moment. I think if I was more scared of getting knocked out by somebody, I think I'd go MVP. Should we go MVP knockout? Get a little greedy? Or go MVP just for the win?
So I think it's going to be MVP decision. But if we're looking for value, and value's in the knockout, you know, go big or go home, baby.
Well, here's what we got. If we go...
Never been knocked out, though, Ian Garry.
No, he's never. He's undefeated.
Yeah.
He's undefeated. I don't think MVP... MVP has been knocked out once. Douglas Lima back in 2019. Long time ago. Doug Lima was a good fighter, too.
Pre-COVID? Doesn't exist.
If we go Pejeda KO...
Yeah.
Ortega KO...
Yep.
An MVP win...
That's... I like that. That's a good...
That's plus 2,500. Wet your whistle enough?
It does. I mean, it's damp. My whistle is damp, but you know I like to go crazy.
Yeah.
is there another one we can add in there? Is there anything else?
I'll tell you a dog who also I like. I think our boy Lionheart's getting disrespected. Being the underdog to Dalidze. Dalidze is not a light heavyweight. He's coming up in weight. Took this fight last minute.
Look at that.
Lionheart feels like Anthony Lionheart Smith feels like he's got something going on here. So I'll throw him on there as well.
If I
add him just to win, plus 5,600.
Now we're talking, dude. Now we're talking.
All right, but we need two KOs. Are we too greedy there?
No, those are understandable. One of them is divine intervention, and the other one is using spirits.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
When you're right, you're right.
It's true.
When you're right, you're right. What's $10 amongst friends?
What is $10 amongst
friends? $10 to win $570.
Come on.
My fancy is tickled.
My fancy is tickled. This is good.
My fancy is tickled.
All right, we'll take a break. Cat Talk coming up next.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Frog Boys' fancy. Leroy's out today. Enjoying a long weekend as we head off into it.
Is he golfing?
I believe he is golfing.
Nice.
I think he's golfing with Lusaka Polite today.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's oddly specific, but okay.
He's like, hey, you know who I saw? Lusaka Polite.
Okay.
I was like, Sperano's favorite.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't recognize him outside of his uniform.
I would have thought that Leroy would have beef with Lusaka Polite because he's like, hey, everybody thinks like that's what my career was your career, where it was just I was going out there and I was just getting 3 yards every time I needed to get a first down. Yeah. And meanwhile, I was more than you, Lusaka. Remember Lusaka Blight going to my wife's school for like a Dolphins takeover the classroom day?
Oh.
And so he had told I think it was right after he retired, though. Like they had TD, everybody out there, the whole thing.
Gotcha.
And she goes, do you recognize this guy? I'm like, that's Lusaka Blight.
Oh.
She had no idea who he was. Yeah. Who's that? I'm like, you need a fourth down?
Oh, yeah.
Lusaka Polite,
dude. That's your boy.
That's who gets it done.
Yeah.
Lusaka Polite owns the trenches. That's what he does, dude. That is what he does.
One of the best names in Dolphins history as well.
Oh, yeah.
Lusaka Polite.
All right. Let's get to this. So, Frog Boy, the NHL draft.
Oh.
Take your fancy. We're hockey heads now.
We are hockey heads, but I'm going to tell you why.
Fancy not tickled.
Because we're the best, baby. Because we're the best.
Waste of a time.
Who cares if we are?
Waste of a time.
Anyone who we draft.
A little sweetener.
You know. Also, I'm not sure how quick the turnaround is in NHL with these prospects.
Yeah.
So
we also don't have a first-round pick, it looks like.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Fancy not tickled.
Was this the Claude Giroux trade that we lost?
Oh, probably.
One of the rare ones that didn't work out.
That's okay.
Sorry, Giroux.
Rough. Yeah.
So the Panthers' first pick is... Oof.
Oh, no.
You traded that one, too.
Oh, no.
Listen, it costs to get a championship. It costs to get a championship. Let's see. We could just...
We went all in on that one.
See what we got. Panthers, though, you know, it was worth it. Sometimes you got to mortgage some of the future.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Like you said, this isn't a one and done. We have a solid foundation for years coming, even if we don't have a pick in this draft, which based off how hard you're researching, we may not have a pick in this draft.
We're just there, baby.
We're just there, which is, you know, whatever. I'm okay. I'm too busy focusing on the parade.
First pick I can find for them is the third round. Last pick of the third round.
All right.
That's where you find the gems. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely.
Everybody knows that.
It's the best part of the draft.
Crazy. What else we got? Okay, so not, but tickled, fancy not tickled for this.
Fancy not tickled, 100%.
All right, fair enough.
We have the 90th pick. That's the only thing we have.
What about tonight?
Yeah.
6:20. Marlins Phils.
Oh.
Tickle your fancy?
Marlins Phils. It depends. Is it Marlins at Phils or Phils at Marlins?
Marlins at Phils.
That's fancy.
Fancy, not tickled.
Understood.
No chance of a whopper, dude.
Nah, no chance of a whopper. No chance of a whopper. I think Harper got hurt last night.
Oh, that's not good.
I think he pulled his hammy against the fish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pulled hammy, huh?
Harper hurt on final play. And Kyle Schwarber got hurt.
Ooh, final play.
Tough. Marlins bludgeoned you.
Oh, yeah. They
couldn't physically get through it. Yeah, the fish last night, they win 7-4.
That's right.
And
we move up to last place.
We do. It's been a tough go of it. Like they were advertising the other day. They were like, hey, Marlins White Sox. I was like, oof.
They do have a great promotion, though. Four tickets, four hot dogs, two popcorns, and four sodas, $45.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that, dude.
Can't beat that.
The promotions department over there at Marlins Park, amazing.
I'm not going to lie. My son's already like, he's like, hey, you know, he's like, what season's going on right now? Because he's got a little sports fever right now after the Cats win. He goes, what's going on? I said, just baseball. And he goes, I want to go.
Oh.
I said, all right. He likes the hot dogs. He loves a ballpark snack.
You know what?
I think Tobin's might be handing out there soon.
I like that. Tadpole's about a little bit over one now. I think he's safe to sit down for a little bit.
And I wouldn't subject him to Marlins Red Sox because Boston fans.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
for sure. Absolutely.
But Marlins White Sox be like, son,
yeah,
let's go see some history right now.
Nice.
See a team with 22 wins versus 29 July.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Not the worst in the league, though, anymore, though. That's the Rockies.
Oh, yes. We did the Rockies.
Nice. But anyway, first place Phils and fish tonight. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, not tickled.
Right. What about tomorrow night, Frog Boy?
Okay.
UFC 303.
Ooh.
Alex Pereira against Jiří Prochazka.
Yeah.
For the light heavyweight championship of the world. One of the storied belts of UFC. Chuck Liddell, Sugar Rashad Evans, Rampage Jackson, Tito Ortiz.
Damn.
Famous. And then, of course, John Bones Jones. Yeah. Light heavyweight, one of the most storied belts of all time on the line this week. Jiří Prochazka trying in a rematch against Alex Pereira. Tickle thy fancy.
That indeed tickles
my fancy. Is tickled.
Dude. Other than that.
Yeah, chili peppers. Let's say a little chili peppers. Right?
Check that out.
Chili peppers. Huh?
Not that's gone well for us as of recent. But you know what? We'll give it a shot again. Not only am I excited to see what is slated, I'm excited simply because this was initially supposed to be Conor McGregor's return.
Conor McGregor!
And so much has happened with this card since then. I feel like it hasn't gotten the love or respect that it deserves. Therefore, I feel this will shock everyone. And this will be one of the best cards we've seen in quite some time.
Dude.
Yeah. And I'm just basing that all off vibes. You know. Science.
I am very excited for this card. I cannot wait. I am excited about it, and it's one of these things where not only am I... Sorry, I'm getting a text. Not only am I excited about this card, because Jiří Prochazka, Alex Pereira, impossible, it's a boring fight.
Yeah.
The co-main of Brian Ortega against Diego Lopez is a killer fight. Then you got MVP Ian Garry. I see no reason that's not going to be a great fight.
Michael Venom Page versus Ian Garry?
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a fight.
That's a fight, right?
Markey, dude. Damn, that's great. I mean, MVP, we talked about him. What, his debut in UFC was 300? Or was it 299?
299. It was down
299
here.
299 down here in Miami. We were talking about how, you know, how his style is something that's, you know, going to be interesting to watch in the UFC. Ian Garry has just been knocking fools out. So I'm interested to see how these two go back to back. Man, I didn't even know that was on the card.
Yeah, you got that. And then Also got our boy Anthony Lionheart Smith, who will be on Tapped Out tomorrow, by the way, everybody. Tapped Out tomorrow, 7 to 9 on the BetQL Network. Listen, I got connects, baby.
Ortega.
I got connects.
Lionheart.
What do we think? Okay, so we got Pajeda. He's a favorite.
Yeah, he's
a winner. Let's see. What do we got for method odds?
Was his last fight the one where he waved off the ref after?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty. That was nasty.
Let's see. So, all right. The two method odds, Pajeda and Prochazka. Prochazka is 2-1 for knockout. Pajeda is plus 105. So they think knockout's coming.
Okay.
Is there any shot this makes the cards? Any shot this goes to the distance? I don't even remember. When's the last time that Pajeda went the distance?
This is 5 rounds?
Yeah.
They're not lasting 5 rounds.
They're not lasting five rounds.
They're going to collapse in the ring. Like, they're not going five.
Just too much weird stuff. When's the last time he went? Jan Blachowicz. So his light heavyweight debut. That was a 3-round fight, though.
Okay. Yeah. See? Different.
5-round fights.
That's where champions are made.
TKO, yeah, 1 round TKO, beat Prochazka in 2, maybe an early stoppage. Got knocked out by Israel Adesanya down in Miami for the return. That was in 287. Right. Knocked out Israel Adesanya before that in round 5, so that went pretty late. Nah, it's going to be a knockout. It's going to be a knockout. We got to go knockout. But who do we pick? Who do we pick? Do we pick Poatan or do we pick Prochazka?
Gotta go with Poatan.
Gotta go with Poatan.
Wait, doesn't he have a broken pinky toe? Does that matter?
Damn it, dude.
okay. Poatan.
I'm not doing that. Schmeathen, who goes, Tobin is Ian Derry.
That's good.
That's good.
That's really good. That's
objectively, good. He deserves a point.
Point for Twitcher.
All right.
Just when you think you're safe.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to go Pajeda by knockout.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Pajeda, knockout.
I like that.
Boom.
I like
that. Okay, that's in. Then we go, this one's hard. Diego Lopez, Brian Ortega.
Well, I was at a coin flip with that one until you told me the tortoise story.
Really?
Now.
Diego Lopez has been awesome, though. I don't know if I'm swayed by Brian Ortega. Okay. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
Brian Ortega has become very spiritual lately. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of fighters are.
Yeah.
And he wasn't supposed to fight until the Sphere, which was in September.
Oh.
He said that he was sent divine signs to take this fight last minute. But he wants to go up to 155, which always makes me scared.
Yeah.
You know, I always get worried when guys talk about, I want to jump weight classes.
Yeah. You're talking about divine intervention here. I got to pick the guy.
Wow. All right.
Or he's going to lose and I will forever not forgive him. But I'm going to go with divine intervention on this one, dude.
KO or decision?
Hey, man.
This is a 3-round fight? I think this is a 3-round fight.
I think if the UFC gods are telling this man to take this fight, I'm going all the way. I'm either going all the way or I think he's a lunatic. So I'm going all the way and thinking he's not.
I got to be honest with you. After speaking with him yesterday for 15 minutes.
Oh, damn it.
He might be a lunatic.
Okay.
He might be a lunatic.
All right.
He's one of the, it was one of the stranger interviews I've ever had. It really was. Because he very much wasn't into it early on, but we grabbed him.
With
we grabbed him in with the turtle. You know?
Because
I can tell you how he offended me.
Oh, yeah.
He had this video that came out because there's been a lot of weird stuff around this card.
Yes.
Right? Where Yuri Prochazka has accused Alex Pajeda of using spirits to win fights. He's accusing him of using spirits to win these fights, evil spirits. And Pajeda, he is like, I want to call him a hippie, but he's like, he's a samurai. He goes off into the, he lives in the woods, you know? And then you have Ortega, who's like training with tape over his mouth. And I asked him, I said,
yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that? And he goes, he was offended that I asked. He's like, why is everybody so interested in this? And I said, him respectfully, Brian, because it's a little strange.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, you know, powerlifters have been doing it for a long time.
Have they?
Keeps you calm while you train. So I don't want to get too amped up. So.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was expecting, I don't want the spirits to exit out of my mouth.
I don't know. But Brian Ortega.
This is strange.
But he's really good, but Diego Lopez has been. I'm going Ortega.
Oh, are you? I'm going. Wow, after all that? Ortega? You know what, though? Again, divine intervention, man. This whole card seems like it's going to be about the spirits.
Yeah. Okay. And then Ian Garry, Michael Venom Page.
Now, what do you think about that one? Has Ian Garry really had a test?
Not one that I haven't been as impressed with Ian Garry.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done some training down here in Deerfield.
Yeah.
I think he's been a little bit underwhelming his last couple of fights, you know. And so does he have this big performance against with MVP? I feel like this could be possibly a very boring fight. Mm. So then I talk about, like, all right, what about the reach? You know, Ian Garry, he's 6'3".
Yeah.
MVP coming into this fight. You know, he bounces all over the place. He's so weird the way that he fights guys, right?
We still didn't even get a chance to see, because him and Kevin Holland faced off in that 299, and it was kind of like they both were like kind of weird.
I just feel like this is set up for some reason. I feel like this is going to be a boring fight, and I feel like this is set up for MVP by decision.
Ooh.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Ian Garry by decisions plus 55, that's the number one method. MVP. Really? It's a 3-round fight. MVP, he's plus 250. KOs, they're each plus 450. I don't know. I think they're just too good of strikers to get caught with something that's really going to knock them out. Unless there's like an MVP flying knee that Ian Garry doesn't see.
I just think like MVP.
But Ian Garry doesn't have like that knock you dead power. He really, he's a good striker, but people are like making him up to be the next Conor McGregor. And I just don't see that, dude. I just don't. I think he's talented. Everybody says that he's talented.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I don't think he's going to have that McGregor moment. I think he's. I think if I was more scared of getting knocked out by somebody, I think I'd go MVP. Should we go MVP knockout? Get a little greedy, or go MVP just for the win?
So I think it's going to be MVP decision. But if we're looking for value and values in the knockout, you know, go big or go home, baby.
Well, here's what we got. If we go...
Never been knocked out, though, Ian Garry.
No, he's never. He's undefeated.
Yeah.
He's undefeated. I don't think MVP... MVP's been knocked out once. Douglas Lima back in 2019. Long time ago. Doug Lima was a good fighter, too.
Pre-COVID? Doesn't exist.
If we go Pajeda KO...
Yeah.
Ortega KO...
Yep.
An MVP win...
That's... I like that. That's a good...
That's plus 2,500. What, your whistle enough?
It does. I mean, it's damp. My whistle is damp, but you know I like to go crazy.
Yeah.
Is there another one we can add in there? Is there anything else?
I'll tell you a dog who also I like. I think our boy Lionheart's getting disrespected. Being the underdog to Dalidze. Dalidze is not a light heavyweight. He's coming up in weight. Took this fight last minute.
Look at that.
Alex and Lionheart feels like Anthony Lionheart Smith feels like he's got something going on here, so I'll throw him on there.
What if
add him just to win, plus 5,600.
Now we're talking, dude. Now we're talking.
All right, but we need two KOs. Are we too greedy there?
No, those are understandable. One of them is divine intervention, and the other one is using spirits.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
When you're right, you're right.
It's true.
When you're right, you're right. And what's $10 amongst friends?
What is $10 amongst
friends? $10 to win $570?
Come on.
My fancy is tickled.
My fancy is tickled. This is good.
My fancy is tickled.
All right, we'll take a break. Cat Talk coming up next.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.